You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, Tracy Quatham, she's a project coordinator in the Office of National Mission, and recently traveled as part of the Mercy Medical Team that went to Madagascar. Tracy, welcome back to His Time.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what a Mercy Medical Team is, and then we'll talk about this particular trip.
Sure. Mercy Medical Teams provides healthcare all around the world. We work in partnership with our international Lutheran partners, usually a team of 7 to 15 people for 1 to 2 weeks, and providing clinical care and community health education.
Hmm. And so recently, a trip went to Madagascar. What prompted the trip? What are the needs there that prompted this trip?
We come at the invitation of the local Lutheran church. In Madagascar, there's a great need for clinical health care, and there's also a great need for education.
So the trip was in September?
In September,
And who all went on this trip? You were certainly one of the participants.
It was a large team for us. Usually we're 7 to 14 people. We had 16 members. So
wow.
It was a very large team. We had some special guests from the nursing department at Concordia Irvine. The director of nursing brought two of her students.
Wow.
So that was wonderful. And we went and worked in conjunction with the Lutheran Hospital in Aunt Sarah Bay.
What I'm sure as a student that would be a great experience. What did the students have to share about their travels and this experience serving on a team?
It really it changes their whole outlook of nursing.
Mm-hmm.
It helps them see it as more of a vocation instead of just a career. And it was wonderful to have them. And just so your listeners know, we do have scholarships for college students. Any LCMS college student, you don't have to be at one of the Concordias at any university. We have scholarships to help cover the cost of the trip.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk more about this in a little bit, but there are more trips coming up.
Yes, there are.
In the coming months. How did you prepare for this trip? What all was needed for this trip to Madagascar?
Trip planning starts 6 months ahead of time, sometimes even longer, because this time we were doing clinical care and community health education. We collected soap and toothbrushes and toothpaste. The team ended up bringing over 2,000 pounds of supplies with them, and we were able to pass all that out while we were there.
2,000 pounds. Now, was this all in suitcases? Did you carry this in suitcases?
In suitcases. It's a lot of luggage.
Well, tell us, once you got on the ground, how long of a trip was it?
It's 10 days, usually 5 days of clinic.
And how long did it take you to get there? How many flights? What were your means of transportation?
It takes two flights. You fly through Paris. It ends up being about 24 hours of travel to get there.
Got there. And then had to travel by car.
By car, about 3 hours. And in Madagascar, the roads are shared between, there's rickshaws, pedestrians, oxens, trailer trucks, cars, vans, all share the same roads.
And probably paved a little bit differently.
Some are paved, but most are not.
So it was a bit of a journey. It didn't take any trains, though. You had planes and automobiles, trains this time. Tell us about, now you said there were both there was a clinical aspect as well as community health education to this. Let's talk about the clinical aspect.
Right. We saw 1,800 patients. We had doctors, nurses, pharmacists. We bring our pharmacy with us, so we're able to prescribe medication for those who need it. We saw things, infections, typhoid, lots of fungal infections, various kinds of diseases, and we're able to treat all that usually in a local Lutheran church or school.
Now, you mentioned that you work with, you go at the invitation of the local Lutheran church there. How do you work with you mentioned, bringing a whole pharmacy. How do you work with local agencies and make sure that everything that you're doing is benefiting those that you serve and not... I know some mission trips, there's concern about if we bring stuff in, are we helping
Right.
By bringing stuff in.
Two things. The first is because we come only when we're invited by mm-hmm. the local Lutheran church. They're there. They know what the needs of the community are. Mm-hmm. And then they're also that lasting presence mm-hmm. after we leave. We've had several stories. We'll come back again the next year. And for example, there was a patient that came back to see us to show us that he had been healed, which was wonderful, brought the team great joy. But then an even greater joy, he had stayed in contact with the local Lutheran church, and he and his family had been baptized.
Wow.
So it really makes a lasting impact. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, because we're providing health care, mm-hmm. It's very necessary and needed.
Mm-hmm. So. Let's talk about the local Lutheran church where you were serving, the congregation, the pastors, those who serve there. What was your interaction with them, and what did that look like?
They are such a joyous, wonderful group of people. The Malagasy Lutheran Church is wonderful. They're thriving and very faithful. Mm-hmm. At one point, our car broke down because the roads are not paved and very mm-hmm. rough and very rural. And a farm in the distance, the family came out to see if they could help, and they were Lutheran. So really a wonderful honor to meet people from the other side of the world and realize you share the same faith. So
Lutheran farmers in Madagascar.
Right.
Pastor Todd Kolbaum would be so happy meeting folks in rural parts of Madagascar as well. Mm-hmm. See that there is no end. We think that Lutheran farmers are only in the United States, but they're in Madagascar as well. And just as generous, they're reaching out to help you when your car broke down. How long did it take to get back on the road?
Maybe an hour. Wasn't bad at all.
That was great and very mm-hmm. generous of them. Now, we talked a little bit about pharmacy and things like that. I see in the notes about some of the babies that had surgery while you were there.
We did. We're able to follow up with our partnership there at the mm-hmm. Lutheran Hospital. There were a couple babies with cleft palates. Mm-hmm. Those are now repaired. And mm-hmm. we were able to provide glasses for some children who needed them. Really some wonderful things. The little bit new with the community health education, we mm-hmm. taught dental care and hand washing. Mm-hmm. At one day, there were probably a group of 200 children sitting and learning how to brush their teeth. And so we asked them, who has a toothbrush? And maybe 10, maybe 15 of them did. So really great joy, mm-hmm. Both for the children to receive a toothbrush, but really for the team. We receive far more than we give.
How many toothbrushes did you bring, did you say?
Over 3,000.
3,000 and handed out a bunch that mm-hmm. day. And just the joy of watching children learn how to brush their teeth. Hopefully they were more excited about it than my son. Our 2-year-old son does not like learning to brush his teeth right now. But, that's great to be able to provide that service for them, that community health education. You said you also taught hand washing
day.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing? Some things that we take for granted in our country, we don't realize just how wealthy, how much we are provided for in this country and in this culture.
Right. We directed our teaching at the children, but of course their moms were there and their dads, and you'd see the moms and dads shaking their heads. Oh yeah, that's good information. So it's something that seems so basic to us. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful to be able to share that knowledge with them.
Yeah, I'm sure now every time that you go to, just do something as simple as washing your hands, thinking about what a blessing it is just to have clean water mm-hmm. in the facilities to be able to do that on a regular basis, and the opportunity to do that to stay healthy. Community education, how many people would you say were served through community health education?
At least 3,000, I would think.
Wow.
So.
Mm-hmm. And numerous helped in the clinical setting as well, were treated or provided for in those ways as well. How can we get involved in future trips?
We'd love to have you as a volunteer, mm-hmm. Doctors, nurses, pharmacists, other healthcare workers, but lay people too. Mm-hmm. We do need lay people. And usually the majority of people on our trips are lay people. So they're certainly welcome to come. They're welcome to donate to the program if they can't go. Mm-hmm. And then most importantly, just to pray for the people we serve.
Absolutely.
And for the teams.
Hmm. So all kinds of those serving in medical professions in healthcare in those fields, certainly because they have knowledge of that and, mm-hmm. and may have a specialty that they might be able to provide there, but many lay people as well that come along and serve in a number of ways.
Right.
Hmm. And just having a desire, a heart to, to be ready to help and serve whatever, wherever that may be, especially after a long 24 hours of travel and bumpy roads and not sleeping in your own bed, all those things that that shape your day. But it's totally worth it, it sounds like.
It is. And I talked to many hundreds of people who've gone on these trips, mm-hmm. and almost inevitably they say the same two words. They say it was life changing. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds trite, but it really is true. A life-changing experience.
What do we need to do as volunteers on our part to get there? What are the things that we need to do to make that? I know you mentioned there are scholarships available for college students and others.
Mm-hmm. There are scholarships available for college students and for LCMS pastors, mm-hmm. who may wish to serve as a chaplain for a team. There's an application process. You can find out more information on our website, mm-hmm. which is lcms.org/mercyteams. Usually, like I said, probably about a 6-month process at least, mm-hmm. to get ready for a team.
What teams, what trips are coming up next?
We have trips scheduled to Madagascar, to Kenya, Uganda, and then a new one for us in Tanzania.
Hmm. Madagascar. Now, let's see. There's one, coming up in March? Is
in
that
March.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
March. So is there still time to get in maybe on that one?
Yeah, we can still get you in March. Mm-hmm. We're approaching a time, maybe the deadline for that. Some of the teams are already getting full. Hmm. We'll hopefully be
That's
adding
great.
New dates, but mm-hmm. the ones we have now, if you want to go, contact me and let me know.
Tanzania? Mm-hmm. Is this a new
That's site? A new one. We've not been there before.
Hmm. I love some of their hymns. I love some of the Lutheran hymns we have from Tanzania. That would be neat to... Do you have a chance to worship with the local congregation
while
you're there?
We do. We worship with the local congregation when mm-hmm. we're there, which is wonderful. Like you said, the music especially is just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Tanzania, Kenya coming up next summer?
Next summer, Uganda mm-hmm. as well. So
and a couple more trips to Madagascar
right.
as well. Outstanding. Well, lcms.org/mercyteams is the place
right.
to find more information, see some pictures from previous trips.
Yes.
Find out how you can volunteer. The application is there online as well, correct?
Yes, it is.
Fill it all out. And where do we need to get ourselves? How do we get from the United States to the location? Do you all fly out at the same time, same airport, that sort of thing?
We work with a travel agent.
I see.
Team members come from all over the United States, mm-hmm. and she can get us all to a central location so
okay.
that we arrive in country together.
Any preparations or any training in advance? I would assume you mentioned there are chaplains that
right.
come on the trips.
Right. The team leader will have some conference calls, a lot done by email mm-hmm. ahead of time. The chaplain may do some devotions by email, by conference call. And then when we are all finally together, hopefully we feel like we know each other mm-hmm. a little bit. And then we'll have a team orientation.
No, international travel, I realize with that, quite often there are immunizations or vaccinations that need to happen beforehand. You get instructions on that, too, on how to prepare
mm-hmm.
for that.
Yeah.
So you really take care of them and make sure that everybody's ready to go.
We hope so.
What, Tracy, how many trips have you been on now?
I've been on two.
Two. What has stood out the most for you out of these two Mercy Medical teams?
Well, like I said, it's the joy that the team gets. Mm-hmm. We go to serve, but really we are served mm-hmm. instead.
Hmm. Well, I could certainly see that as you talk about it and as I hear from others too. I had a chance in the past, we've talked with one of the chaplains that, mm-hmm. that served on these trips, and it's just, it's, I'm sure it is life-changing to go and think that you're going to be serving, but how much you learn and gain from that experience is, I'm sure, immeasurable. lcms.org/mercyteams is the place to find out more. Anything else you want us to know as we wrap up our time together today, Tracy?
No, I encourage you, if you have the interest, mm-hmm. at least check it out, and maybe it's for you, and I'd love to talk to you.
Anything that we need to start collecting? I know this past trip, the toothbrushes and soap and things like that were collected. Are we collecting things for the next trip?
Not at this point, but
okay.
we will be, and you can watch the website for more information.
Awesome. Outstanding. lcms.org/mercyteams. You can apply online, get in touch with Tracy that way and find out more. You can see pictures there as well. I'm hoping to make it on a trip soon. We'll see how that works out. We've got a few things to work out, but maybe someday in the near future, get to do that as well. This would be a great opportunity for someone who has the gift of time.
Yes.
Who has the gift of about 10 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some time to prepare for it. Well, thank you so much, Tracy, for being our guest. Tracy Quatham, Project Coordinator, Office of National Mission here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And thanks so much for being our guest on His Time.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll study with Pastor Alan Boyster from Hope Lutheran Church in Granite City, Illinois. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.